Bobby wondered how in the hell Ted could think Carol was lucky. Her left arm didn't look just broken to him, it looked half torn off. He suddenly thought of a roast chicken Sunday dinner and the sound the drumstick made when you pulled it loose. His stomach knotted. For a moment, he thought he was going to vomit up his breakfast in the day-old bread, which had been his only lunch. No, he told himself. Not now. You can't. Ted's got enough problems without adding you to the list. Bobby. Ted's voice was clear and sharp. He sounded like a guy with more solutions than problems. And what a relief that was. Are you all right? Yeah. And he thought it was true. His stomach was starting to settle. Good. You did well to get her up here. Can you do well a little longer? Yeah. I need a pair of scissors. Can you find one? Bobby went into his mother's bedroom, opened the top drawer of her dresser, and got out her wicker sewing basket. Inside was a medium-sized pair of shears. He hurried back into the living room with them and showed them to Ted. Are these all right? Fine, he said, taking them. Then to Carol. I'm going to spoil your blouse, Carol. I'm sorry, but I have to look at your shoulder now, and I don't want to hurt you any more than I can help. It's okay, she said, and again tried to smile. Bobby was a little in awe of her bravery. If his shoulder had looked like that, he probably would have been blatting like a sheep caught in a barbed wire fence. You can wear one of Bobby's shirts home, can't she, Bobby? Sure, I don't mind a few cooties. Funny, Carol said. Working carefully, Ted cut the smock up the back and then up the front. With that, then, he pulled the two pieces off like the shell of an egg. He was very careful on the left side, but Carol uttered a hoarse scream when Ted's fingers brushed her shoulder. Bobby jumped, and his heart, which had been slowing down, began to race again. I'm sorry, Ted murmured. Oh, my. Look at this. Carol's shoulder was ugly. But not as bad as Bobby had feared. Perhaps few things were, once you were looking right at them. The second shoulder was higher than the normal one, and the skin there was stretched so tight that Bobby didn't understand why it didn't just split open. It had gone a peculiar lilac color as well. How bad is it? Carol asked. She was looking in the other direction across the room. Her small face had the pinched, starved look of a UNICEF child. So far as Bobby knew, she never looked at her hurt shoulder after that single quick peek. I'll be in a cast all summer, won't I? I don't think you're going to be in a cast at all. Carol looked up into Ted's face wonderingly. It's not broken, child, only dislocated. Someone hit you on the shoulder. Harry Doolin, and hard enough to knock the top of the bone in your upper left arm out of its socket. I can put it back in, I think. Can you stand one or two moments of quite bad pain if you know things may be all right again afterward? Yes, she said at once. Fix it, Mr. Brodigan, please fix it. Bobby looked at him a little doubtfully. Can you really do that? Yes, give me your belt. Huh? Your belt, give it to me.